In agricultural news, nearly a year after nations banned U.S. pork over fears of H1N1 flu, China has become the last nation to lift its embargo and is expected to accept shipments by early next month. However, some experts caution farmers should not expect to see a surge in exports. Analysts say that estimated total exports will rebound this year to about the level from 2008, when China accounted for about 6% of U.S. pork exports. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization today says that a group of outside experts will scrutinize the WHO's response to the H1N1 flu outbreak and likely examine whether the term pandemic was appropriate for what has turned out to be a relatively mild disease. The review, starting later this month, will be conducted by about 30 scientists and public health officials, and their initial findings will be presented to member states by WHO Director General Margaret Chan in May. The expert group will hold its first meeting April 12th through April 14th. Chinese feed makers today say that China's imports of DDGs could rise to more than 1 million tons this year, up 54% from last year, driven by rising domestic corn prices. Feed mills in China, whose imports jumped to 650,000 tons last year from just 8,000 tons in 2008, are buying the dried distillers' grains with solubles to replace corn and soy meal, both feed ingredients. Recent purchases have slowed when prices rose to $250 per ton because of rising freight rates. Unlike corn, though, buyers do not need import quotas for DDGs. The Environmental Protection Agency has published its final criteria for federal renewable fuel standards established by the 2007 Energy Independence and Security Act. Those targets total 36 billion gallons of renewable fuels by 2022, including 21 billion gallons from cellulosic sources. The targets require that 12.95 billion gallons, or 8.25% of the fuel supply, come from renewable sources by 2010. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. consumer spending rose as expected in February for a fifth straight month. Spending increased by 0.3% after rising by a slightly downwardly revised 0.4% in January. Consumer spending normally accounts for over two-thirds of U.S. economic activity. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.